for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama says world must be more prepared for Ebola-like outbreaks. And the U.S. continues airstrikes against Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling for greater readiness to handle biological threats like the deadly Ebola outbreak that continues to spread paralyzing fear and desperation across West Africa. The president speaking Friday in Washington to health and security envoys from more than 40 countries and organizations touted a strategy he described as prevent, detect, and respond. Also Friday, the World Health Organization published new data showing the Ebola death toll in West Africa has surpassed 3,000. American fighter jets, drones, and other aircraft pounded Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria Friday as Britain, Denmark, and Belgium joined the U.S.-led coalition fighting the group. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said Friday that more than 200 airstrikes had been conducted in Iraq this week and 43 in Syria. Hagel spoke to reporters minutes after Britain's parliament voted to join the U.S. and France in conducting airstrikes against Islamic State fighters in Iraq. White House spokesman Josh Earnest praised the move.
We are pleased to see the strong support from members of parliament for members of the British military working alongside U.S. servicemen and women in pursuit of this goal that benefits countries all around the globe, including the United States and the U.K.
The U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State includes more than 40 countries. Five Arab states have aided airstrikes in Syria. This is VOA News. Rallies and protests against radical Islam are taking place across France following the execution of French hostage Hervé Gurdel by militant Islamist in Algeria. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
They came by the hundreds on a sunny afternoon, Muslims and non-Muslims, to express their sorrow for the death of 55-year-old Hervé Gurdel and to reject the brutal methods of Islamic State and other radical groups. Gurdel's picture was displayed at the entrance of the mosque, where politicians and Muslim clerics called for the country to unify in denouncing extremism. Since Gurdel's death, the French government has launched more airstrikes against IS targets in Iraq, while also tightening security here after the group called on Muslims to kill Westerners. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Iran's president says progress is ongoing. In ongoing nuclear talks with Western envoys has been extremely slow and warned that negotiations must speed up for a deal to be reached by a November 24th deadline. Hassan Rouhani spoke Friday in New York on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. His comments came a short while before top diplomats from the United States and the European Union opened a second day of talks on scaling back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the gradual lifting of Western economic sanctions. Western sources close to the talks also report little progress in the discussions. Authorities in Afghanistan say heavy fighting is raging in a province southwest of the national capital, where Taliban insurgents have overrun several villages and killed dozens of people. Ayaz Gul reports for VOA.
Afghan security officials say fighting broke out in Ghazni province 5 days ago when hundreds of Taliban fighters stormed the strategic district of Ajristan. The clashes were continuing on Friday, and Provincial Deputy Governor Ahmadullah Ahmadi says the victims included 15 who were allegedly beheaded by the Taliban. After capturing the villages, he told VOA, Taliban insurgents burned as many as 80 houses, killed livestock, and destroyed harvested wheat crops. The Deputy Governor added insurgents in nearby provinces have also come to join the Taliban, and that Afghan security forces are putting up a tough fight to defend the district headquarters. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The UN Refugee Agency says the number of people seeking asylum in industrialized nations has risen by nearly a quarter, most of the increase driven by wars in Iraq and Syria, 24% increase in the same period in 2013. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz past and present and conversation with the late great NEA jazz master Gerald Wilson, who just passed away at the age of 96. We'll celebrate him on this edition of the show. Yes, sadly, on Monday, the 8th of September, Gerald Wilson passed away just 4 days after his 96th birthday. What a wonderful musical legacy did this NEA jazz master leave us. Known as a trumpeter, a great composer and band leader and arranger, he loved the big sound. He played in the small groups too. He wrote songs and arranged songs for some of the most famous people in all of jazz history. Duke Ellington, Dinah Washington, Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, Dizzy Gillespie, Ella Fitzgerald, Nancy Wilson. Many different genres he dealt in too. Pop artists like Bobby Darin and blues artist B.B. King, Harry Belafonte, Les McCann. And he dealt with many different styles of jazz as well, from purely swing and bebop styled music to Latin music and many other styles too. He was commissioned by the Monterey Jazz Festival to create music for their festival in honor of a great celebration there, as well as the Detroit Jazz Festival, which was one of his homes. He was from Mississippi, lived in Memphis, lived in Detroit, and went to school there. Moved to Los Angeles, became a big part of that scene. What a legacy. The music and the life of Gerald Wilson. Well, he's going to tell us his Duke Ellington story later on here on Jazz America. But right now, we'll let Duke Ellington tell his own story as he, like Gerald Wilson, dealt in small groups as well as in big bands and jazz orchestras. Here's a taste of that jazz orchestra sound of Duke Ellington from the 1955 composition Night Creature, recorded live in Paris. To begin this set on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
love is hard to do, but it's better than sitting here with sad on you. So I'm gonna say goodbye before you start to cry. You only cry 'cause you miss someone who puts up with you. Some time on you, but your manner makes me think I would smile when I feel. So I'm gonna say goodbye before I start to smile. I smile 'cause I ain't gonna miss being the one who takes you. It's true.
Playful song is from the album Mosaic. Terry Lynn Carrington, the great drummer and composer and band leader, and an all-female band joining with her. Included in that song, titled Crayola, bassist and vocalist Esperanza Spalding. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America. And speaking of playful, NEA jazz master Gerald Wilson have to the very last day of his life. Now here's more of my conversation at the Jazz at Lincoln Center Complex in New York City, where the 2011 NEA Jazz Masters were being celebrated, and some of the Jazz Masters of the past, like Gerald Wilson, were there, and here's some conversation I had with him.
And I've just been lucky in the music business. I was with Count Basie 2 years. I wrote for Duke Ellington for 14 years.
Wow.
Well, even more than that, I started writing for Duke Ellington in 1947.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yes, for Columbia Records, for a record date. This is something I haven't told to too many people, but I got a call from him that morning, and about 6 o'clock in the morning. And he says, Gerald, he knew me. He knew me. I had met him when I was in school in Detroit, because we all run up to all those musicians then, Jimmy Lunsford and all of them. So he called me and he said, he knew I was writing. He says, Gerald, I need a couple of members and I need you to help me out. I said, well, how am I going to help Duke Ellington out? So he says, I said, when do you need these numbers, Duke? He says, I need them tomorrow at 2 o'clock. This is for Columbia Records. Two of his compositions. You're just an old anti-disestablishment Arianismus.
Yeah.
And you got to crawl before you walk, which featured Ray Nance in the vocal.
Oh, I can hear him in my head right now.
So from that day, I started writing. However, I didn't hear from Duke for 9 years.
Wow.
9 years, I received a call at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I was married then to my wife. She had become my copyist. He says, Gerald, I need a couple of numbers.
And I said,
okay. I says, when do you need them, Duke? He says, I need them this evening at 2 o'clock. This is for Capitol Records. Well, I was already writing for Capitol Records at that time, because I had hit records with Nancy Wilson with Big Band and all that stuff. But anyway, I wrote for Duke until he died.
Thank you, Gerald.
Thank you, Gerald, indeed. The song Jerry from his album In My Life, which came out toward the end of his incredible life, which ended at the age of 96 on the 8th of September. What a band, too, in the Gerald Wilson Orchestra, joining with him always the finest players like John Faddis, Jeremy Pelt, the great guitarist Russell Malone, great pianist Rini Rosnes, and so many others on the song you just heard. Now let's enjoy the latest, the fourth release from an all-star quartet, Modesky, Schofield, Martin, and Wood. John Modesky, John Schofield, Billy Martin, and Chris Wood from the album Juice, the song Juicy Lucy on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. From the world of funky electric jazz, John Medeski, Billy Martin, and Chris Wood of Medeski, Martin, and Wood, and the supreme guitar player, John Scofield, as Medeski, Scofield, Martin, and Wood, something from the funky side of things, Juicy Lucy from the album Juice, their brand new and fourth release together. More of our celebration of the life and music and career of Gerald Wilson coming right up, but first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And sometimes people write with long messages, and I try to reply with equal clarity and with completeness in my answer. And sometimes people just write to say hello. Case in point. Hi, Russ. I'm enjoying the music from Rwanda. Thanks for entertaining us. Silas Ingeyabosha from Rwanda. Well, Silas, thank you so much for your kind message, and I would like to give you a gift in return, and that is the music of one of the masters of jazz history, Bud Powell. Many people call him the Charlie Parker of bebop piano, the innovator, if you will. And Bud Powell just happened to be born, well, this weekend he would have been 90 years old. He was born in New York on the 27th of September in 1924. Unfortunately, he had a short life. Died in New York in July of 1966 at the age of 41. He had a number of physical maladies, but he had no shortage of fantastic talent as a composer and a pianist, as you'll hear right now in the 1951 recording of his classic song, which has been re-recorded so many times, Un Poco Loco, just for you, Silas, listening in Rwanda to VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. Is there a greater jazz singer in the history of the music than Sarah Vaughan? I just wonder what your answer would be to that question. Sarah Vaughan with her version of the song written by Bobby Timmons as an instrumental for Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. It's been redone so many times with vocals and without. The song Moanin' from 1963 and from an album called Sarah Sings Soulfully. And just guess who arranged the music you just heard and led that band? None other than our special guest on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, NEA Jazz Master, who passed away at the age of 96 on the 8th of September, Gerald Wilson. Now here's more of my conversation at the Jazz at Lincoln Center Complex in New York City, where the 2011 NEA Jazz Masters were being celebrated, and some of the Jazz Masters of the past, like Gerald Wilson, were there, and here's some conversation I had with him.
So funny to think that you left school to go to the school of the streets, the school of hard knocks, the university of jazz, out on the streets working it.
But not only that, I was in Detroit, and they had a big party for me on the boat, you know, out the Detroit River.
Mm, yes, sir.
And they had this big dinner for me and my wife, and we were all there. And they brought me my diploma from Cass Tech.
Yay! Oh, man. You know what? I'm sure that felt great. Didn't it feel good?
And then I had been teaching at UCLA for 20 years or something. I started at UCLA for 22 years.
Isn't that amazing?
I taught 40 years in the college system of California. I taught 13 years at Northridge. I taught 6 years at Cal State LA.
Wow.
I taught 3 years at Cal Arts in Valencia. So I did 40 years there. So for the whole system, college system now. But I've been lucky. My mother was a teacher. I guess I told you about her.
Yes.
My mother was pianist. She played music for the school. She taught school in that little town in Mississippi.
Yeah.
She taught there from the day she got out of college. She started teaching there. She taught there when it was segregated. She taught there after it was integrated until she had to retire because of old age.
Just amazing.
But
been lucky. You've been lucky and you've worked hard. And, you know, I think you're an NEA Jazz Master for a number of different reasons. Your great composing, your wonderful playing, your wonderful arranging, the variety of the things you've done, and the education, too. And I noticed that a lot of the NEA Jazz Masters have education. In other words, they're perpetuating the art. They're carrying it on to others, younger ones, if you will.
Absolutely.
And I think it's a big, big factor, don't you think?
It is. That's just what you said. It's like that. And this is what did it for me. I admired all of these musicians so much. We, the kids in school, we ran after them. We hung out after them, you know, that they would let us do it. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
The Miles Davis classic Milestones from the album New York, New Sound. Gerald Wilson and his orchestra with his fellow NEA jazz master Kenny Barron on piano, Jimmy Heath on tenor sax, and his own son Anthony Wilson on the guitar. Now, here's another of the greats of jazz history who will be 72 on the 29th of September. Here's Jean-Luc Ponty, the great French-born violinist, with his version of the Herbie Hancock classic Cantaloupe Island on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
happy birthday, Jean-Luc Ponty, 72 on the 29th of September. That is Jean-Luc Ponty, together with the late great pianist George Duke and his trio, recorded live at the Los Angeles club The Experience with their version of Herbie Hancock's classic Cantaloupe Island. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you've enjoyed our celebration of the life and times of NEA jazz master Gerald Wilson on this edition of the program. And next week, we'll focus on another of the greats of jazz history who just passed away at the age of 75. Composer, bandleader, and fantastic pianist Joe Sample has left us. We'll celebrate his life and times next week on Jazz America, and I hope you'll join me then.